even Tatooine is far enough away so that it doesn't affect most people's day-to-day lives in the Galactic Alliance. They shouldn't care about what's going on. But now...
Needmo's little Deveronian girl is bringing them right into the living rooms.
Dala nodded.
That she is. And handily, too. Javis Tyr I could at least manipulate to an extent. Control some of what he did, what he learned, and when he learned it.
He was playing you,
Nek pointed out.
He's not anymore, Dala said simply.
Nek had to laugh.
Quite true. How did you muzzle that barking dog at last?
The invaluable Windorvin. He contacted Tyr's cam operator, who had been his accomplice. She had all kinds of video documentation on what he'd been up to, and apparently Wynn used both the carrot and the stick to get her to cooperate. If she cooperated, her name would be unsullied. If she didn't, she'd be sharing the same cell as Tyr.
Elegant, simple, and effective. Perhaps I should borrow Dorvin from time to time.
Only on his days off, she sighed. So yes, I'm pleased Tyr's no longer being a pest. But this Marty Vaunt, she's out of my reach, and the story's too big. I can't silence the coverage.
His ears swiveled forward, catching the subtle nuance in how she said the word coverage.
What can you silence, then?
She looked at him levelly.
The uprisings themselves. I can stop them. Frankly, I should have done this at the outset. Then Vaunt wouldn't have had anything to cover, because it would have been all taken care of, quietly, behind the scenes, and beings could get on with their daily lives. Dorvin has been marvelous about sniffing out possible sites where there could be trouble. I can put Mandos there before things erupt. Lock it down.
Natasi,
Watu said slowly, considering every word before he spoke it.
It's possible that some of those uprisings need to happen. I doubt there are beings out there fermenting rebellion simply to ruin your day, even if that does happen to be the end result.
Few beings could have spoken to Dala like that and not roused her ire. Dorvin was one. Nek was the other. The rest were no longer counted among the living.
One of the reoccurring themes I keep hearing about is how long the institution of slavery has persisted on many of these worlds. Frankly, if it's existed on these worlds for this long, it can wait a little longer. Wait until I've brought the Jedi to heal. Wait until there's a little more stability. I'm not a dictator, Nek, you know that. But I can't lose control over this situation. I can't even be perceived as losing control.
Watu downed his drink and rose to prepare another.
Do you need a refill?
He asked as he went to the bar.
I'm good, thanks, she said. And you're delaying.
He chuckled as he poured.
Rather, I'm considering the best response.
He turned to face her, swirling the liquid in his glass slightly.
I agree that you need a victory of sorts,
he said.
But I'm not sure that stamping out legitimate forms of protest against a planet's government is the right way to be seen as keeping control over a situation. Especially not using the Mandos.
They're not the GA, she said.
Nor are they much liked. And your continued usage of them is not getting you what you're telling me you want. The current stalemate with the Jedi is a perfect example of that.
Dala sighed and rubbed her eyes.
You sound like Dorvin.
No, I'd need to be more monotone to sound like Dorvin.
That got a genuine chuckle out of her. Nek smiled and sat back down beside her, draping an arm supportively over her shoulders. She leaned into him. They were quiet for a long moment, and when Dala spoke, her voice was barely audible.
I can't stop thinking about Char Nyathol.
She made the decision to take her own life. That's not your response.
She waved impatiently and he fell silent.
No, I don't feel guilt over that. But what she said, she believed she had not made a mistake with Jason, that it was not possible to anticipate what he would become, what he would do. And her suicide note, this has been done with honor, without error, and by my choosing.
Dalla looked up at him.
I've long since lost any fear of death. I don't think you can be career military and be afraid of dying. But I've been entrusted with the care and well-being of the Galactic Alliance. Every decision I make determines not only my own legacy, but the fate of billions of beings. I have to act like Niathor, with honor, without error, and by my own choosing. If I'm not firm now, if I don't crack down now, chaos will erupt, and everything we all want is going to be swept away by the onrushing tides.
His eyes were kind in the soft light as he regarded her.
We all do what we must, he said gently.